something's gotta change when you go from backup to starter. What's the last 24 hours been like? Is it kind of fast forwarded into the knowledge that you're gonna be the guy?
Yeah, I just, you know, made sure I was keeping up with my routine of getting a head start on Houston, getting in the film room, watching some tape, making sure that I, you know, saw their most recent games this season. So I felt comfortable coming in to hear the installs today. Wednesdays are, you know, a little bit fast-paced because we get all the installs for base down and third down, so I wanted to make sure that I knew all the looks and was ready for those. But now it's just about going out and practicing and having a good practice today, tomorrow, and some good walkthroughs the rest of the week.
Kevin, everybody says they prepare every week to be a starter. The fact is, this is the first week you're preparing to be the starter. It's named on Wednesday. And yet Houston now is preparing to defend you as a starter. So who do you think has the edge there in the pregame preparation? An unknown quarterback or the defense?
You know, I like to think that the offense always has the advantage. You know, we know what we're doing on offense. They're kind of playing guessing games. And so we're going to, you know, make sure that we get in this game plan and try and execute it to the best of our ability and catch them off guard where we can, take advantage of what they do on defense. And what they do on defense is a lot of good things. So it's going to be a big week for all of us, just making sure we're putting in, you know, that much more preparation and studying to get ready for this defense.
How hard was it for you when you got cut by the Chiefs? And, you know, what was your whole reaction to that?
You know, it's definitely not a good feeling, but I was very fortunate to be able to come here. And, you know, I believe in myself. I'm a confident person, and I knew that if I was just given an opportunity somewhere, then, you know, I'd be able to, you know, get better and improve on some of my deficiencies. And I feel like, you know, that's something that I really emphasized this offseason, was just continuing to get better. And, you know, I really enjoy being in this offense and under the tutelage of Coach Jackson and Coach Lee and in the room with Cody and Deshaun. But last year it was big for me after getting released to just be able to come over here and learn in this system.
Did you ever consider why didn't they even put you on their practice squad? I mean, they drafted you.
It was a hectic few days, and I decided that this was the best place for me to be. Coach Hamilton was here, who I was familiar with from college, and Coach Jackson, who I was familiar with through the draft process. And so to be able to come here and play in a similar offense to what I did in college was something that I look forward to.
Who did you work with the last couple off seasons, like coming out of college, and then I don't know if it was the same person last year as it was this year, and you mentioned the deficiencies. What did you try to clean up?
Yeah, you know, I always go back to Stanford when I have some time to work with my coaches out there. So my coaches out there, Coach Pep Hamilton, and then this past off season, I really worked with Jeff Christensen and Chicago, and something that they all preach and that Coach Lee and Coach Jackson preach is that it begins with your feet. So I was noticing that a lot of things were translating from my feet and into my upper body and throwing motion. So I just started working on that and trying to tighten things up and be more efficient in throwing the ball.
You've never been the opportunity to be that starting guy. What are your expectations heading in, and what is your excitement level?
I'm excited. I mean, it's another opportunity to go out there and play some ball, which I love. Play a lot of games in college, and when I was out there the other day, it felt like I was in college again. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I'm gonna, you know, prepare my butt off this week for the guys around me, make sure that they have confidence in me and trust me to lead them, so that I'm feeling good leading into Sunday.
What are your expectations?
Expectations are just to be on top of this game plan and, you know, go in feeling confident, knowing what they're going to do, and making sure that I'm an efficient quarterback.
Did you ever feel overlooked during training camp, fourth in reps, fourth in snaps, fourth in everything?
It's you might not believe me, but it's something that I never really think about. I've always just tried to worry about what I can control, and you know, if there's a reason I'm not getting certain reps, then that means that, you know, I just have to do really well at the reps that I'm getting and earn more reps. And I feel like I slowly started doing that in OTAs and during camp and was making the most of my opportunities. And then I think that once you get to games, it's very different from practice for a quarterback. You know, it's real live bullets are flying. And so I was excited to get into some preseason games and really show that I can move the ball.
Do you look at this as an opportunity to start a game or just your chance to get your career as a starter in the NFL?
You know, I'm not even thinking about that. We're halfway through this, or you know, getting towards the middle of the season, and we're just trying to get a win. And so that's all that's on my mind, all that's on the minds of everyone in this locker room. I'm not worrying about what's down the road. For me, it's just about one day at a time. I'm already, you know, getting ready for this practice coming up. I'm not even worrying about, you know, what film I'm going to watch later today. It's going to be one step at a time.
Kevin, how do you not think about it? This is kind of what you work for.
Yeah, but then I think that you do a disservice to your teammates and to yourself, worrying about all those outside factors and stuff. So I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Every time you've entered a game this year, you've scored on your first possession, I think. You know, and yet that's been a big problem to start games for this team. So is that a product of just a different flow of the game and you taking advantage of it, or how can you transfer that to the first drive of the game?
It's all about starting fast and, you know, kind of we coming out of halftime, we kind of knew what adjustments we wanted to make. So taking those adjustments and starting fast, hoping that you can catch the defense off guard, you kind of know what they're doing as you do in the beginning of the game through preparation. So you want to, you know, have those scripted plays and be ready to go out and attack them. And then throughout the rest of the game, it's all about continuing to make adjustments and, you know, where they fit in and going from there.
How will you characterize, whether it's been a quantum leap or however you would describe it, going from the Cincinnati game last year and that snippet of experience to how much different your knowledge of the NFL game is now?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, I was kind of swimming last year in Cincinnati. It was my second week active, and you know, a lot of those plays out there were my first time getting reps at them, and so being a rookie, especially going against a great defense out there, things were moving very quickly, and it's one of the things this year after going through the off season, playing against our defense, and then preseason games and some of the games I've played in this year, it's, you know, with each rep that you get, it starts to slow down because you see things and. You recognize them, so you're able to play quicker and recognize things and play more confidently.
So that week you were preparing only as a wildcat, like fill in the whole week?
Yeah, well, those were the reps that I'd gotten in practice, but I was still preparing as the backup. So, you know, I was ready to go in. I knew what I was doing on each play, but it's a little different, you know, visualizing it before the game versus going out and the live bullets are flying.
Joe Thomas said on Monday that maybe why they had your number four throughout preseason was because they knew what they had, the coaches knew what they had in you and thought maybe you'd be the backup the whole time. Did you ever get that sense, or were you thinking, my job's on the line, I'm not guaranteed even a roster spot?
Like I said before, I had never even thought about that stuff. I was just focusing on me and what I could do to get better. I think, I really do believe if you start worrying about what, you know, other people control and what's going on, then it doesn't help you. So I wasn't focusing on any of that.
Kevin, you said last year, you know, being on the roster helped you as you were called upon as a backup role. How can a quarterback like Deshaun Kizer, who will now be sitting on the bench, how can he develop and become a better quarterback by watching?
I mean, he's still going to be very much involved and with me, and he's going to be, you know, right there with me along the way in the film room, and we're going to be, you know, when I come off on the sideline, we're going to be talking and about what we see out there, and you know, he's an unbelievable talent, and he's going to have a very bright future. But so I think that, you know, right now it's just about the more you can see, it really helps you, and that's what I noticed last year from sitting out a little bit. So hopefully we both can continue to develop that way.
Wendy, you were saying that you worked a lot on your footwork this past offseason, and you had mentioned one of the knocks was that your stroke was a little long. Did you shorten that up in this offseason?
I like to think so.
That was
one of the emphasis. But it's tied into the feet and making sure you're in rhythm and you're not overstriding. So I like to think that I improved my feet, and in turn it kind of shortened my release. It's a work in progress, and I know that when you're out there sometimes, you revert back to what, feels natural. So it's definitely a work in progress, but I feel like I'm improving.
Why is somebody that comes from a pro-style offense so good at that little read option run that you made several times?
We did some in college. Yeah, we did a few of them in college. I know it's something that people kind of overlooked and stuff, because I was mostly, dropping back or handing the ball off in a pro-style set. But I felt comfortable with it in college and had a few good runs and was able to carry it over here. So.
If you look at your story, you're kind of overlooked in the draft, kind of overlooked by the Chiefs when you got cut by them. You came here, you were basically overlooked in training camp here. Is that a motivator for you? Is there some kind of chip on your shoulder? Do you have things to prove?
You always keep a chip on your shoulder. I've always believed in myself, so it's definitely disappointing when you feel that others don't. Referring to last year and getting released, but I stayed confident and knew, I can definitely improve and get better and play in this league. Felt like I had a very successful college career and played against a lot of great defenses then, so I knew that if I kept getting better, then I'd have a chance to play on Sundays.
No J.J. Watt, no Whitney Merciless, how do you feel about
that? They still have a really good defense, so, You never hope for anyone to get hurt, but for us, it's about preparing for who they have out there, and we know that they're going to be preparing for us and getting ready to fly around against us, and we're going to be doing the same.
What makes Kleiman
a
challenge for an offense?
He can do everything. He's athletic, he's strong, he has a high motor, so we're going to have to, be able to know where he is at all times, to pick him up in the passing game. In protection and also in the run game, because he's one of those guys that doesn't come around very often.